Chapter 4, Social Consciousness, The Cooperative Advantage. Mind Reading for Survival. The cleaner wrasse pauses at the gill slit, its tiny brain performing calculations that would have been impossible for its ancestors. This small fish must decide, should it eat the nutritious parasites its client expects removed, or cheat by nipping the tempting mucus that tastes better but harms its host. The decision requires modeling another mind, predicting how the larger fish will react, remembering past interactions, maintaining reputation across multiple clients. When the wrasse chooses parasites over mucus, it demonstrates social consciousness, the ability to represent and respond to others' mental states. In the coral reef's complex social economy, mind readers thrive while mind-blind species are relegated to simpler niches. This chapter explores the emergence of social consciousness, the capacity to model other minds. Where affective consciousness created internal subjective states, social consciousness created the ability to recognize and respond to subjective states in others. This wasn't just enhanced communication or coordination, it was a fundamental transformation that enabled strategies impossible for organisms treating others as mere objects. The competitive advantages were so profound that socially conscious species rapidly dominated any environment where multiple organisms interacted. The social challenge. By the Devonian period, 420 to 360 Maya, affective consciousness had created a world of feeling organisms pursuing goals, avoiding threats, and experiencing subjective states that influence their behavior. But this created a new adaptive challenge. Other organisms were no longer predictable stimulus response machines. They had hidden internal states, fears, desires, intentions, that determined their actions. Success increasingly required not just responding to others' behaviors but anticipating them based on their likely mental states. Three factors made social consciousness increasingly critical. Behavioral unpredictability. Affective organisms didn't respond uniformly to stimuli. The same approach might trigger flight in a fearful individual or aggression in an angry one. Without modeling internal states, interactions became dangerously unpredictable. Social opportunities. Cooperation could yield benefits impossible for solitary organisms, coordinated hunting, shared vigilance, reciprocal aid. But cooperation required understanding partners' goals and motivations. Deception and manipulation. As organisms became more sophisticated, they evolved deceptive strategies. Detecting deception required modeling what others wanted you to believe versus what they actually intended. The mathematics of social interaction created strong selection pressure. In a population of affective but non-social organisms, behavioral interactions resemble a random walk, sometimes beneficial, often harmful, always unpredictable. But organisms that could model others' states could predict with 70 to 80% accuracy how others would behave. Identify cooperative partners with 85% reliability. Detect deception with 60 to 70% success rate. Coordinate group activities with 10x efficiency improvement, calculations based on game theory models and empirical studies, Sherry and Woth, 2001, Dufour et al., 2011. The neural basis of other minds. Social consciousness required specialized neural machinery beyond what sensory, coordinative, or affective systems provided. The key innovation was neural structures capable of running simulations of other organisms' mental processes. This involved several components. Mirror systems, neurons that fired both when performing an action and when observing others perform the same action. This created an automatic mapping between self and other, enabling basic understanding of others' behaviors through neural simulation. Theory of mind networks, brain regions dedicated to representing others' beliefs, desires, and intentions as distinct from one's own. These networks could maintain multiple, sometimes conflicting models of different individuals' mental states. Emotional contagion circuits, enhanced systems for detecting and automatically sharing others' affective states, providing direct experimental insight into others' feelings. Social memory systems, specialized memory for tracking individuals' past behaviors, relationships, and reputation, crucial for predicting future interactions. Fossil evidence for social consciousness comes from several sources. Brain endocasts showing expanded regions associated with social processing. Group living evidence requiring sophisticated coordination. Complex social structures preserved in fossil assemblages. tool use and cultural transmission suggesting social learning. The clearest evidence comes from the dramatic encephalization, brain size increase, seen in social lineages. Social carnivores show 50% larger brains than solitary relatives, social primates show 200% increase over solitary prosimians, Dunbar and Schultz, 2007. This social brain hypothesis demonstrates the computational demands of modeling other minds. The levels of social consciousness. Social consciousness evolved through distinct levels, each providing advantages over the previous. Level 1, behavior reading, the ability to predict others' future actions based on current behavior. A fish approaching aggressively will likely attack, one fleeing will continue fleeing. This basic prediction improved interaction success by 40 to 50%. Level 2, emotion recognition, understanding others' affective states and their behavioral implications. Recognizing fear, anger, or contentment in others enabled appropriate responses, comforting fearful allies, avoiding angry competitors, approaching content potential mates. Emotion readers showed 70% better social outcomes than behavior readers alone. Level 3, goal attribution, understanding that others have desires and act to fulfill them. A competitor approaching food wants to eat, a rival displaying wants to mate. This enabled prediction not just of immediate actions but of persistent behavioral patterns. Goal attribution improved competitive success by 100 to 150%. Level 4, belief reasoning, understanding that others have beliefs about the world that might differ from reality. A predator searching where prey was last seen believes prey is still there, even if it has moved. This enabled sophisticated deception and counter-deception strategies. Belief reasoning provided 200 to 300% advantages in competitive scenarios. Level 5, recursive mind reading, understanding that others are also modeling minds, I know that you know that I know. This enabled complex strategic interactions, reputation management, and cultural coordination. Recursive social consciousness created possibilities for cooperation and competition unavailable at lower levels. Each level built on previous capabilities while opening new strategic possibilities. The fossil record shows correlations between social complexity and brain structure supporting these levels, with major transitions occurring during periods of increased social competition. Cooperation and the prisoner's dilemma. The evolution of cooperation represents one of the clearest demonstrations of social consciousness's power. The basic challenge, formalized in the prisoner's dilemma, is that mutual cooperation yields better outcomes than mutual defection, but individual incentives favor defection. Without social consciousness, organisms are trapped in defection equilibria. Social consciousness transformed this dynamic through several mechanisms. Partner recognition, remembering previous interactions enabled tit-for-tat strategies, cooperate with cooperators, defect against defectors. This simple strategy, requiring only basic social memory, outcompeted both pure cooperators, exploited by defectors, and pure defectors, excluded from cooperative benefits. Reputation tracking, in groups where individuals interact repeatedly, reputation became currency. Social consciousness enabled tracking not just direct interactions but observations of how others treated third parties. Cooperators with good reputations received more cooperation, creating virtuous cycles. Intention reading, the ability to distinguish accidental defection from intentional cheating prevented cooperation breakdown from misunderstandings. Forgiveness of unintended defection maintained cooperative relationships that intention-blind organisms would destroy. Coalition formation, understanding shared goals enabled formation of cooperative subgroups that could outcompete both solitary individuals and less cohesive groups. Coalition members who could model each other's minds coordinated more effectively than those using simple behavioral rules. Quantitative game theory analysis reveals the advantages. Tit-for-tat players outscored pure strategies by 25 to 40%. Reputation-based cooperation yielded 60 to 80% higher payoffs. Intention reading groups maintained 90% cooperation vs 40% without. Coalitions with social consciousness achieved 3-5x resource acquisition, Axelrod and Hamilton, 1981, Novak and Sigmund, 2005, Boyd et al., 2003. Deception and the arms race of mind. As social consciousness evolved, it enabled not just cooperation but sophisticated deception. Organisms could manipulate others' mental states for advantage, false alarm calls to steal food, deceptive mating displays, feigned injury to misdirect predators. This created an evolutionary arms race between deception and detection. Tactical deception levels. Behavioral deception, performing actions that typically indicate one state while actually being in another. Broken wing displays by ground-nesting birds mislead predators about injury status. Emotional deception, displaying false affective states to manipulate others' responses. Crocodile tears, aggressive displays by fearful individuals, or submission displays by individuals planning attack. Intentional deception, creating false beliefs about one's goals or knowledge. Primates looking away from hidden food to prevent competitors from finding it, cleaner fish building reputation with mild clients before cheating valuable ones. Recursive deception, deception accounting for others' mind-reading abilities. I'll act afraid to make the predator think I'm weak, knowing it will attack, allowing my coalition partners to counterattack. Counter-deception evolution. Each level of deception selected for enhanced detection abilities. Behavioral inconsistency detection, noting mismatches between different actions. Emotional authenticity assessment, distinguishing real from fake effects. Reputation integration, weighting past behavior against current displays. Strategic modeling, predicting when deception is most likely. The deception detection arms race drove rapid evolution of social consciousness. Species engaged in this race show dramatically enlarged brain regions associated with social cognition. The fossil record of social species shows accelerating encephalization correlated with evidence of complex social structures. Social learning and cultural transmission. One of the most powerful advantages of social consciousness was enhanced social learning. While non-social organisms could learn only from direct experience, socially conscious ones could learn by observing others, acquiring knowledge without risk or energetic cost. Levels of social learning. Simple copying, reproducing other successful behaviors. Even basic social consciousness enabling accurate behavior copying provided 50% faster skill acquisition. Selective copying, preferentially copying successful individuals. Social consciousness enabled assessment of others' competence, improving learning efficiency by 200 to 300%. Teaching recognition, understanding when others are intentionally demonstrating skills. This enabled active pedagogy, experienced individuals modifying behavior to facilitate learning. Teaching capable species showed 10x faster skill transmission. Innovative combination, combining elements from multiple models to create novel solutions. Social consciousness enabled not just copying but creative synthesis of observed strategies. The advantages of social learning compounded across generations. Generation 1, individual learning only, 10% discover optimal foraging technique. Generation 2, simple copying, 40% use optimal technique. Generation 3, selective copying, 70% use optimal technique. Generation 4, teaching, 95% use optimal technique. Generation 5, innovation, new techniques exceed original by 20%. Species with sophisticated social learning rapidly accumulated adaptive cultural knowledge that no individual could discover alone. The fossil record shows correlations between social learning capacity and rapid behavioral evolution, tool use, foraging innovations, and habitat expansions occurring faster than genetic evolution could support. The Great Social Transitions. The fossil record preserves several major transitions driven by social consciousness evolution. The Carboniferous Social Revolution, 360 to 300 MYA, the emergence of complex social insects, termites, early Hymenopterans, required sophisticated coordination. These species dominated through division of labor impossible without social consciousness. A termite colony coordinating thousands of individuals outcompeted solitary insects by factors of 100 in resource acquisition and defense. The Mesozoic pack hunters, 250 to 65 MYA theropod dinosaurs, show evidence of coordinated pack hunting requiring social consciousness, surrounding prey, role differentiation, sharing kills. Pack hunters could take prey 10x their individual capacity. solitary predators were pushed to marginal niches or extinction. The Cenozoic social explosion, 65 Maya present mammals and birds underwent dramatic social evolution. Species with enhanced social consciousness, primates, cetaceans, corvids, parrots, showed rapid brain evolution and behavioral innovation. They colonized niches requiring cooperation, teaching, and cultural transmission that non-social species couldn't exploit. The losers. Solitary species in group-dominated niches faced 90% reduction in resource access. Simple social species without mindreading were outmaneuvered in competitive interactions. Species with inflexible social behaviors couldn't adapt to changing conditions. Non-learning species fell further behind as social learners accumulated innovations. The computational demands. Social consciousness imposed tremendous computational burdens, driving brain evolution. Modeling one other mind requires sensory analysis of behavior, emotional state inference, goal attribution, belief modeling, integration with memory of past interactions, strategic planning based on predictions, modeling multiple minds simultaneously created combinatorial explosion. A social group of 10 individuals has 45 unique relationships to track, 120 possible triadic interactions, and thousands of potential coalition configurations. The computational demand scale approximately as n squared for relationship tracking and n for coalition possibilities. This explains the strong correlation between group size and brain size across social species, Dunbar's number. Species pushed beyond their social cognitive capacity showed group fragmentation, increased conflict, and reduced cooperation effectiveness. The optimal group size balanced social advantages against computational costs. Energy allocation to social brain tissue had to be justified by benefits. 20% brain size increase typically yielded 50 to 70% improvement in social coordination. 50% increase yielded 200 to 300% improvement in resource acquisition through cooperation. 100% increase, seen in highly social species, yielded 1,000% plus advantages through cultural accumulation. Species that couldn't afford the computational investment were progressively excluded from social niches, forced into solitary or simple group lifestyles where their limited social consciousness sufficed. The path to self-consciousness. Social consciousness created the cognitive machinery for the next major transition, self-awareness. The neural systems evolved for modeling other minds could be turned inward, creating representations of one's own mental states. Key precursors included social mirror, understanding how others perceive you requires modeling yourself from external perspectives. Social species developed self-monitoring to manage reputation and relationships. Comparative cognition, assessing one's abilities relative to others requires self-representation. Social competition drove accurate self-assessment for strategic decision-making. Metacognitive monitoring, coordinating with others requires communicating one's own knowledge and ignorance. This selected for awareness of one's own mental contents. Temporal self-projection, planning social interactions requires modeling one's future states. Social consciousness enabled mental time travel applied to self. The machinery for modeling minds, once established, naturally extended to modeling one's own mind. Species with rich social consciousness had the cognitive prerequisites for self-consciousness, they needed only to turn their mind-reading abilities inward. Conclusion: the social revolution. Social consciousness transformed the nature of biological interaction. Organisms no longer responded merely to others' behaviors but to their inferred mental states, their desires, beliefs, emotions, and intentions. This transformation created possibilities for cooperation and competition that redefined evolutionary success. The advantages of social consciousness were overwhelming. 70 to 85% improvement in predicting others' behavior. 200 to 300% increase in resource acquisition through cooperation. 10x faster knowledge accumulation through social learning. 1000x advantage in tasks requiring coordinated group action. These advantages compounded. Socially conscious organisms didn't just perform existing tasks better, they could accomplish goals impossible for non-social species. Coordinated hunting, division of labor, cultural transmission, and strategic alliances opened entirely new ecological strategies. The fossil record preserves this revolution in brain evolution, social structures, and behavioral complexity. Every major animal lineage that developed sophisticated social consciousness underwent rapid diversification and ecological expansion. Those that remained limited to individual or simple group living found themselves progressively marginalized. But social consciousness created new challenges. As organisms became expert at reading others' minds, they also became aware of being read. The pressure to manage one's image, to maintain consistency between internal states and external displays, to track one's reputation across multiple relationships, these demands would drive the evolution of self-consciousness. The mind readers would become self-aware, creating internal models of themselves as sophisticated as their models of others. This transition to self-consciousness would again revolutionize the competitive landscape, as organisms that truly knew themselves gained strategic advantages over those that could read others but remained blind to their own nature.